For quite some time, and Bogashem this year had the occasion, had the Swiss to go through the Union, and many things became clear. The day of Tumishvat is often a day that goes by without notice. And Baruch Hashem, this yeshiva, that can't be said to be true. I mean, boy, do we notice Tumishvat. But it's a very, very strange day, which has a very strange and mysterious nature. And you have to work hard to plumb the depths of the day. It's just not, it doesn't jump up and shout out in your face what it is. It's a very, very mysterious and deep day. The sources for Tu Bishvat are well known. We have the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Klai Yisrael Zechut to have not just one Rosh Hashanah, we have four Rosh Hashanahs. The Mishnah says. So Rosh Hashanah, first day of Nisan, which is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, for kings. That refers to how you date the contracts based on the rule of the kings, and when they began the rule, for regalim. Someone has a neder, they have three regalim to fulfill their neder, and the regalim go in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. You got to give 10% of your behemas. You have to separate them and give them. And 10% has to be from the same flock, a herd, as the other 90%. And the demarcation line is the first day of El. The Machlaikis was the first of El, the first of Tishrei. Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. Shemitah M'Yevlis, that's when the Shemitah year starts, Yevli year starts, Metiah. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't mention the aspect of Rosh Hashanah being Yom HaDin. It's a different Mishnah. The Yerachais, and then there's the Machlaikis, which is Mitzvah B'Shamay, whether the first day of Shvat or the 15th day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilam. Rosh Hashanah for the tree. The halachic ramifications of this is we know that there's a 3-year cycle, that the first year of the cycle, one is obligated to tithe. Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Second year of the cycle, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Third year of the cycle, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani. And then another 3-year cycle of Shemitah. At what point does the year change? From the first year to the second year to the third year? When do you start giving Ma'aser Ani? From which crops? So that's one of the halachos of Tu Bishvat. So Tu Bishvat, according to Basil, halachos like Basil, is a Rosh Hashanah to know when to switch from Ma'aser Sheni to Ma'aser Ani. And that's it. That is halachos about Tu Bishvat. They're scattered throughout the Sifrei Halacha. I want to mention a few of them. The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that since the Mishnah calls Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah, so